Quality Garden Seeds.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, what a jam-packed weekend it's going to be with a lot of folks DVRing, the royal wedding and that Endeavor launch. Hotels are packed along the Space Coast. A lot of people wanted to go and see the launch live. How exciting. Cape Canaveral, Congresswoman Giffords is going to be there, not in sight for people to see her, but her husband, Commander Mark Kelly, will be able to know that she's there and has been with her, and he jumps into the shuttle and is the commander. Looks like signs are pretty good that the weather should hold up. We'll see. That can often change. That's the tough thing about the shuttle launches. Sometimes, as many of you know, they get delayed and then finally launch, but you have to have the perfect weather for it, certainly. And there will be a lot of people that are making their way to Alabama and Mississippi. There already are people who have done that in wake of now one of our biggest tragedies, just like Hurricane Katrina, what we saw. We're seeing people who are displaced, 300 dead and climbing, 200 in Alabama. So many counties were ravaged by tornadoes. The governor of Alabama feels pretty confident that this is such a resilient type of folks in Alabama, they'll be able to turn it all around. He talked about what's happening.
As we flew down from Birmingham, the track is all the way down. And then when you get in Tuscaloosa here, it's devastating. It affects me emotionally. When I see it, when I fly over this, it is difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult to look at the pictures and the video, and can you imagine the people who are living through it? And he's talking about that aerial view that where you can really see the damage. You just see chunks of land that look like matchbook sticks are all over it of different colors because there's shards of wood, of people's things. They're everywhere. Just everywhere. And that's what he means, the swath on that tornado that hit Tuscaloosa was incredible. And sadly, they're still finding people. That's the scary part. So that death total has really jumped up. Initially, you know, it was 30 or 40. You knew there was going to be more, but now it's up to over 200. Bravo that this happened, because one of the more sickening things, I think, ever that I've talked about on this show has to do with the Garridos. Remember them? Philip and his wife, Nancy. They are convicted sex offenders. So the convicted sex offender and his wife pleaded guilty Thursday to kidnapping and raping J.C. Dugard when she was 11, holding her captive for about two decades. And it's strange. The pleas were part of a surprise deal with the prosecutors that will spare J.C. Dugard, and her daughters from having to testify at a trial, because initially it looked like that was going to happen. So now they won't have to do that. The family, we know the story, had been hiding in a backyard tent and sheds. They never went to school. They never got medical attention. So Philip Garrido faces a maximum sentence of, crazy amounts of years, 400 and some years to life in prison after entering guilty pleas to 14 kidnapping and sexual assault charges. His wife, who originally faced the same charges as her husband, pleaded guilty to one count of kidnapping, one count of rape. She faces maximum sentence 36 years to life, and then technically would be eligible for parole, but it would be pretty unlikely that she would be released. And thank goodness that J.C. Dugard doesn't have to testify about this, although she's told her story. But wow, what a, if they had to recount all that. That would be awful, I think, in a courtroom. This guy has to be one of the biggest lowlifes on the planet, and it was tough. I remember talking about the story. It was so tough to talk about that and think of that family who sent a little girl off to the bus, and then she disappeared, and suddenly, 2 decades later, a grown woman with 2 children from a rape is from 2 rapes, from several rapes, is now suddenly dropped back into their life. And it was just a lucky thing that she is reunited. She was reunited with her mother. And now what's happened is she's with the mother and the daughters are with her. And I'm sure they're trying to figure out a way to thrive and survive. But, it's got to be pretty, pretty tough. So a big switch there, which is a good one in the favor of J.C. Dugard, who would have had to do that, was willing to do it. But now she doesn't have to do that. So I think that's at least one bright spot in this whole nasty, sickening business. Meanwhile, coming up here on America Tonight, to give you the skinny on what's going on, we're going to have a conversation with Robert Kiyosaki. You may have heard his name. He rose to fame through a book he wrote called Rich Man, Poor Man. And in the book, he talked about houses not being an asset and was crushed by so many people for saying that. He's got a new book out, and it goes along with the same philosophy of taking charge of your own finances and why aren't they teaching certain things at school. And the answer is clear that it's to keep people in the dark. So we're going to talk to Robert Kiyosaki. Plus, we'll do a cheap movie review. It is the weekend. Maybe you're going to catch one of the new movies that's out. We're starting to get to the point where some of the better movies will come out because you hit Memorial Day and you hit 4th of July in the summer. So more movies are ready for release. It's a big time besides the holidays, the Christmas holidays and the Thanksgiving holidays before that to release pictures, because the philosophy is that a lot of people will have more time. The kids will be home from school to go and catch a movie. So we're going to preview some of that. Guarantee a lot of people are getting ready to gather around and watch the royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. And I'm going to be very curious, because we always talk about numbers here on America Tonight, like numbers at the box office, which we're going to do the review, but numbers for the people in America who will be watching the wedding. All the local TV stations are doing things on it and have correspondents. I say local, national. They've got correspondents there, and they're doing blowout coverage, and it's being re-racked to be run on PBS later at night. And I think the ratings will be pretty high for this. I didn't realize just how interested people were in the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton until I started to ask around, and it's not just women, guys. A lot of you are interested in the royal wedding. A lot. Stunned. I'm stunned by that. Movies coming up around the bend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Gently, I can do it with an animal's grace. I can do it with precision. I can do it with quality taste. But either way, I wanna kill you. I wanna blow you.
When was the last time that you went to the movies? Do you remember the last movie that you saw? Are you a red box kind of person? Do you just wait? I suggest that on some of the movies. Some might be fun to see on the big screen, but yeah, you know, you could get away with waiting and doing it cheaper because, after all, it is expensive to go to the movies. And they get you the concession stands because you go in, it's on purpose, I swear. You smell that popcorn, and it's very tough, diet or not, lifting weights or not, to resist. They know that, and that's where they make the most money. Now, coming up this week, this would be probably a big screen C if you're into it. It's called Fast Five, and that's where we start.
So I see you've all met.
What's this all about, though?
Yeah, man, why'd you drag us halfway around the world?
Because we got a job.
It's a stealth mission. We'll be in and out before they even know we're there. We're talking about breaking into a police station.
This is crazy. This is $100 million.
You say what?
I'm down.
Is all of this really necessary to apprehend two men?
One's a former federal officer, spent 5 years in deep cover. The other one's a professional criminal. Escaped prison twice. We find them, we take them as a team, and we bring them back. And above all else, we don't ever, ever let them get in the cars.
We just went from the middle of the most wanted list to the very top. You gotta keep running now.
Running ain't freedom.
You're going down, Toretto.
Big mistake.
This just went from mission impossible to mission in freaking sanity.
Doesn't change a thing. Chances are, sooner or later, we're going to end up behind bars or buried in a ditch somewhere. But not today.
All right, so you know Fast and the Furious, you know all about what I'm talking about here. The first one came out in 2001. The Fast and the Furious was the original. There was Too Fast, Too Furious. That was in 2003. There was the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, 2005, and Fast and Furious 2009. Vin Diesel, this is his baby, but Paul Walker's in it too. That's somebody you see in all of these movies. And Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is also in this movie. It's interesting because he's going back to wrestling. He's doing a huge wrestling showdown, and he had kind of tried to distance himself, I think, from that Rock thing, so people are calling him Dwayne Johnson, and now he's back to being The Rock after this movie. He was training during the making of that movie to jump back into wrestling. We move from Fast 5, which I think will be heavy at the box office. A lot of people will go and see it because they're definite fans of it, to something a little bit different called Prom.
Ugh, Prom.
You know, you could go. Ask somebody.
Oh, sure. Let me just pick a cheerleader from my speed dial.
And the love kick starts again.
He's so gonna ask you tonight. Don't jinx it.
You have a minute at Prom?
You want to...
Carpool.
Today, Scott in class last month, it's fighting in the cafeteria.
You clearly need a way to stay out of trouble.
You're going
to
help with prom or you won't graduate.
What?
What?
Glad you could make it.
Problem?
I was just taking inventory of this bucket.
That would be one.
Dude, I'm sealing the deal.
But first, flight check. Hit check. Now breathe on me.
What are you guys doing?
My queen!
Make sure you and Tyler aren't too late. We crown prom king and queen at 9:30.
What do I say?
Just pretend you're a normal person.
What kind of sick twist would put serial killer letters on a person's locker? Did I do wrong?
No.
I was never here. You never saw me.
Graduation is for the parents, but prom's really just for us.
I just don't get it. All this for one night.
It's just prom.
Prom happens to be fun.
Not for the guys. You gotta buy dinner. You gotta get the little flower thing.
Don't pretend you don't know what it's called.
Oh.
You were gonna kiss me.
If I'm about to kiss you, you'll know it.
Oh my God.
There was a sign!
right, prom. How many people went to the prom? Did you go to a couple of them, skipped it? Or you went to every single prom you could possibly go to? Because who's going to say no to prom dates? So you get it. It's all about the prom thing. More kids, teenager-y kind of movie, I think, than anything else. It'll have its audience, but I don't think it's going to be tops at the box office. Now for the next one is called 13 Assassins.
の大兵は保たれ。ことびのこと気を呼んでおる。たまには敵のことがあると。明石藩主松平成次様はお命を頂戴いたすことになった。命を捨て大事を成す時が来た。
Here's the brilliance of this picture. You understand the Japanese and you'll be able to follow right along. If you don't, of course there are subtitles. It's a band of 13 samurai who are charged with assassinating a lord. Did you get that? Who is a known murderer before he can assume his high political ranking. It actually, I heard, is a pretty decent movie if you like the action-adventure, art, foreign adaptation kind of thing. 2 hours, 6 minutes, so it's a long, long flick. Might be better in the rental department. Yeah. I think it could be pretty good, though. I saw a bunch of the scenes. It looked pretty decent if you don't care about subtitles. See, that's the key. But I still think the biggest one will be Fast Five, because it has its built-in audience. This is the fifth flick they've made with it, so something's going well with the franchise here. Hang with us. We're skipping on down.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cottonseed at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fans, I did have some questions about that, so when we go to the mail, I will tell you a little bit about what happened in the draft. Carolina did pick up Auburn's quarterback, of course, the Heisman Trophy winner, Cam Newton, with the first pick. That I don't believe is any kind of a surprise. In odds and ends, boy, some interesting stories. Sad what's happened with the tornado, as I said. That's why we led off with that. The devastation, just sickening to look at. I mean, almost unbelievable, but it's reality. It is what it is, and now it's about cleaning up and getting people back on their feet. And it's going to take a long time for some of these people to put it all back together because they're starting from scratch. But I'm sure some feel as though at least they didn't lose anyone. So we lost everything we had in our house, but they're just things. They're just possessions. Who cares? We have the unit together. We'll do it. We'll figure out a way to get back on our feet. So odds and ends could really be called fair or foul this time around. Again, with the TSA, you know, I'm not making this stuff up. It's like, I got a note from somebody one time that said, what is your deal with the TSA? You were in New York when 9/11 happened. What do you want fleet people to do? Don't you think there has to be some sort of system of checking everyone who goes on the airplanes? Well, obviously it didn't work because we've seen that things have happened through the checkpoints. And yes, okay, we have to have checkpoints, but these pat-downs are stupid. They just are stupid because of the choices that are being made. Six-year-old kids. I talked to my mother, who was very far from an exaggerator, and she said she was going through Tampa, and in line, there was a three-year-old that they pulled out of line. The kid was hysterical because they wouldn't let her mother stand by her for whatever reason, so there was that separation deal, and the kid was just screaming, had no idea what was going on, and they were patting this three-year-old down. The three-year-old is not Jimmy rigged with a bomb. I'm sorry, this is America. That's not happening in America. It's not. But then we get into the whole discussion about, oh, we can't profile, we shouldn't look for certain things. My feeling flat out is, why It may cost some more money, and that's the problem. Why can't we hire ex-detectives, cops, those kind of people, law enforcement types, who know what to look for, who are good at what they do or what they did do, and they're tired of watching daytime television and fishing and doing all those other things, that they would be willing to work, even if you rotated around people on a part-time basis. I'm just thinking out loud. Because these are the people who know what to look for, signs, things that are that aren't right. That's what you need. Body language, baby. It's about the body language, not these pat-downs. So this time around, it's not a child, but a former Miss USA. She said she felt, this is how she described it, helpless and violated. She was patted down by a female airport security guard. Where did it happen? Oh, thank you. Dallas, Texas. So she started a Twitter campaign on a blog that she writes to stop invasive body searches. The girl's name is, the woman's name is Susie Castilla. She won the pageant back in 2003. She said she was hand searched after she refused to, here's always the problem, after she refused to go through a full body scanner. And she said the thing that bothered her the most is when the agent ran the back of her hands down her back, down her rear end. She said she felt around her breasts and came in contact with every private part on her body. She said she felt so violated and humiliated and just started to cry, that she felt terrible during the entire process. She was just that upset. And said, what do I deserve, you know, for this kind of treatment? I'm an upstanding, law-abiding American citizen. Am I a threat to U.S. security? I was a Miss USA, for Pete's sake. They don't care. Doesn't matter who. Doesn't matter who. So I love this. I love, we're going to get her on the show. I love that she started a Twitter campaign about this. For whatever it's worth, for whatever it's worth, I'm going to say, I think that's a good thing. And this is a foul. This is wrong. Yeah, it's just wrong. That's becoming a sideshow. So whatever rules are in place, they have to cut the crap and redo. Re-rack, rewind. Janet Napolitano, I don't know what Homeland Security is thinking, but you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. The six-year-old, the three-year-old, the Miss USA, give me a break. And especially the way they're being searched. Now, what they'll say is, listen, this is procedure, because I've asked over and over and over again. It's procedure. We have to know. This is how we have to pat people down. It's so basically what you have to just feel, assume, I guess, when you go through, there's always this chance, and this word violated keeps coming up. So you have to pretend, okay, you have to brace yourself. I might be frisked like I'm being busted for drugs, where they say spread them and put your hands on the hood, because that's what you're getting. And that's what some of these people are getting for sure. Because I don't think they're exaggerating. I've seen it myself. It has not, thank God, happened to me, because I would be worried about the normally polite Kate. I would be worried about how I would react. What, you know, probably they'd pull me aside and I'd be in lockdown. I would be so upset. The way these things are being described and what people are saying. Now, listen, you put your arms out, whatever. And you take the shoes off, I get it, totally get it. Have to take your belt off, the change, all that, okay. But these pat-downs are crazy. So now it's an either-or. You can do the full-body scanner, but then remember, it was just a month and a half ago, when they talked about the fact that, ooh, the radiation from the machine is 10 times higher than originally thought. So we're rechecking all the machines. Great. So which are you choosing here? And with these descriptions, and it's not just women, it's men too, same thing. Right? You know how I feel about the TSA. Boom. Could be done. You get law enforcement people who have eyes, who know what's going on, who can look for certain things. There are patterns, there are things to look for. Talk to any detective and they know. They know what they're looking for. That's why they have that job, and the ones that are good at it, because they can make the arrest they have to make. They know who's guilty. There are telltale signs. There are telltale signs when somebody's going through. And certainly these children. That's got to be terrible for those parents. And what do you tell the kids? You know, the six-year-old girl afterwards, Mommy, I think, and that's what happened with the one little girl. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Nothing. This is just how it works now. Thanks to 9/11. Who's winning? That's my question. Who's winning? Speaking of winning, he was the guy who coined the phrase, duh, winning, right? 2.5 Men is starting again without Charlie Sheen, apparently. But he's the show. No offense to the other people that are on the show, but he was the main dude in the show. I guess John Cryer is still going to be there. And everybody else that is involved, the other actors that are involved, and they're going to relaunch it without Charlie Sheen. Remember, he was fired from the show back in March, and he's suing Chuck Lorre, the co-creator of that series, and Warner Brothers for $100 million, and has expressed his thoughts on trying to get his job back. He's doing this comedy tour that's getting mixed reviews. Terrible, the first show he did in Detroit. People just torpedoed him. And some of the other places he's gone, it's kind of been lukewarm. A couple of the other stops were a little bit better. But he's working behind the scenes, apparently, to get reinstated. He tried to set up meetings with the cast members. He wants to clear the air. He wants to get their support. But Chuck Lorre's not having any of it. He does want to meet with him. And the Warner's people are saying that he will not be invited back in. So, will Men return for a 9th season? Who knows? They're talking about retooling it. That's all we know. Names have emerged. Woody Harrelson, Jeremy Piven, Bob Saget, to just flat out take his place. So somebody new stepping, and they'd save money. What, can you imagine if they got somebody that would create a little bit of a buzz? They get somebody else in there, they're not going to get the money that Sheen got. He was getting $1.2 million an episode. So whatever money the new guy gets, it's not going to be anywhere in that neighborhood. They're talking about maybe a roommate scenario, multiple people coming in. You know, will people watch it? The only thing that matters to these guys in Hollywood is money and ratings. Ratings translating into money, then they have advertising sales. So if nobody's watching, then it doesn't matter. If they can't get people back interested in it in a different way with a different kind of character and different things happening around them, it's not going to matter. They can relaunch it however many times they want, and they know that. It just absolutely won't work. All right, coming up, we're going to check your letters as promised. A full boat. I'm going to run through a whole bunch of them because you had some thoughtful things to say. What an interesting crowd this is. By the way, if you want to slip in a call, I will take those too as well. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. How about this? Do you like my idea? Use ex-law enforcement people on the front lines for the TSA. I mean, I think it's obvious that would work. The problem is the cost. So I guess I'm answering my own question. Meet you in a few.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, what a jam-packed weekend it's going to be with a lot of folks DVRing, the royal wedding and that Endeavor launch. Hotels are packed along the Space Coast. A lot of people wanted to go and see the launch live. How exciting. Cape Canaveral, Congresswoman Giffords is going to be there. Not in sight for people to see her, but her husband, Commander Mark Kelly, will be able to know that she's there and has been with her. And he jumps into the shuttle and is the commander. Looks like signs are pretty good that the weather should hold up. We'll see. That can often change. That's the tough thing about the shuttle launches. Sometimes, as many of you know, they get delayed and then finally launch, but you have to have the perfect weather for it, certainly. And there will be a lot of people that are making their way to Alabama and Mississippi. There already are people who have done that in wake of now one of our biggest tragedies, just like Hurricane Katrina, what we saw. We're seeing people who are displaced, 300 dead and climbing, 200 in Alabama. So many counties were ravaged by tornadoes. The governor of Alabama feels pretty confident that this is such a resilient type of folks in Alabama. They'll be able to turn it all around. He talked about what's happening.
As we flew down from Birmingham, the track is all the way down. And then when you get in Tuscaloosa here, it's devastating. It affects me emotionally. When I see it, when I fly over this, it is difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult to look at the pictures and the video, and can you imagine the people who are living through it? And he's talking about that aerial view that where you can really see the damage. You just see chunks of land that look like matchbook sticks are all over it of different colors because there's shards of wood, of people's things. They're everywhere. Just everywhere. And that's what he means. The swath on that tornado that hit Tuscaloosa was incredible. And sadly, they're still finding people. That's the scary part. So that death total has really jumped up. Initially, it was 30 or 40. You knew there was going to be more, but now it's up to over 200. Mm. Bravo that this happened, because one of the more sickening things, I think, ever that I've talked about on this show has to do with the Garridos. Remember them? Philip and his wife, Nancy. They are convicted sex offenders. So the convicted sex offender and his wife pleaded guilty Thursday to kidnapping and raping J.C. Dugard when she was 11, holding her captive for about two decades. And it's strange. The pleas were part of a surprise deal with the prosecutors that will spare J.C. Dugard, and her daughters from having to testify at a trial, because initially it looked like that was going to happen. So now they won't have to do that. The family, we know the story, had been hiding in a backyard tent and sheds. They never went to school. They never got medical attention. So Philip Garrido faces a maximum sentence of, crazy amounts of years, 400 and some years to life in prison after entering guilty pleas to 14 kidnapping and sexual assault charges. His wife, who originally faced the same charges as her husband, pleaded guilty to one count of kidnapping, one count of rape. She faces maximum sentence 36 years to life, and then technically would be eligible for parole, but it would be pretty unlikely that she would be released. And thank goodness that J.C. Dugard doesn't have to testify about this, although she's told her story. But wow, if they had to recount all that, that would be awful, I think, in a courtroom. This guy has to be one of the biggest lowlifes on the planet, and it was tough. I remember talking about the story. It was so tough to talk about that and think of that.